Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course.
Welcome to Sire Buyer, a place where we connect cattlemen. The nation's number one destination for buying and selling breeding genetics. In-depth reviews and upbeat news on your favorite sires. Sire Buyer features the top Angus bulls across the country. Be sure to sign up to receive your directory by emailing info@sirebuyer.com. If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
Bull and female sales, commercial heifers, products, services, and information, it's all on RanchChannel.com. Make it easy on yourself. Head to RanchChannel.com on your phone, click those three little dots in the corner, and save it to your home screen. Use it, like it, love it, RanchChannel.com.
Coming soon to RanchChannel.com, the Sales Series, the evolution of how producers connect with elite livestock and proven operations. From top-end bulls, heifers, and horses to land equipment, products, and programs shaping the future of agriculture. The Sales Series, where smart ranching starts. Find out more by emailing info@RanchChannel.com.
LivestockMarket.com. We hear from the crew at LivestockMarket.com every week. Bulls, cows, bred heifers, open to replacement heifers, cow-calf pairs, feeders and stockers, horses, pigs, goats, sheep, show stock, hay and straw, and even alpacas. All listed on LivestockMarket.com.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
This day in history changed your life forever because you like money.
Who doesn't like money?
It was 1862. The first legal tender act of 1862 passed, putting the $1 bill into circulation.
Oh, interesting.
So again, I did a little bit of research the way I like to do this. And I said, okay, what would $1 be worth if it was in 1862? What would it be worth today? Take a guess at it and get away from your little googly machine over there.
Wow, I have no idea. Going ahead, wow, that's over 100 years. I have no idea. I'm going to say it's worth over $100.
Wow, you're optimistic on that. No, actually, $1 back in 1862 would be worth in between $31 and $32, closer to $32. The dollar has lost over 97% of its value since 1862, meaning prices today are more than 32 times higher they were back in 1862. In fact, in 1862, during the Civil War, the inflation rate was right around almost 15%, a little FYI.
So if you were going to have to buy yourself a new pistol, which you needed back then, it would have cost you about $20.